This is Jeff on the WalkingCross.com podcast. You can go to WalkingCross.com and listen to some of our podcasts, actually all the podcasts, if I ain't mistaken at this point in time of this recording. And you can listen to those podcasts. You can also get podcast notes right on the WalkingCross.com website. So with that said, what I try to do with this podcast is I try to take two or three or more things that I think that may help your Christian walk, and I hope they do. Could be about business, could be about the Bible, could be about a routine or a habit, just anything I think that will help your Christian walk. That's not wrong, that's good, that's uplifting, that's positive, that I can try to share with you to help your life. You know, as Christians, I think we have a lot of things, you know, that are coming at us all the time. We need to put the good in, and we know that, you know, ultimately, we're going to be with Christ in heaven. You know, Christ paid the debt. And accept Him today if you haven't already. But we know we have life to deal with right now. So why not put the good in? There's a lot of bad things that are constantly, and the negativity that is coming at you all the time. So why not put the good in? So with that said, there's two or three different things I'd like to mention or more. I want to get right into that. So what I want to talk about is David at this point in time. David, I believe, when he was young, had a lot of things that he could complain about. You know, at one point, you know, his brothers, they called to see who would be anointed king, and he wasn't even called from the field at one point. They said, no, it's none of these. You know, he was out in the field, and his father and his brothers was there, and the man of God said, hey, is there not somebody else that you can call? Because there's supposed to be one that's going to be anointed king. He wasn't even called out of the field. So sometimes we feel like that. We're not even picked. We're not even the one that somebody wants. You know, but the thing of it is, it may be that God is setting you up. A lot of the trials and the troubles that we go through a lot of times, God uses those things to take us further. I know it sounds like it's just something you say, but the truth is God can use things. He develops you through your troubles if you'll let Him. So David, I believe, had plenty of those opportunities. The point is don't focus on what's not fair. Let God deal with the situation. Let God deal with the people. You know, he was considered last. That had to hurt his feelings, you know, a little anyway. You may say, well, he's a godly man. He didn't even think about that. I can't say as he didn't think about that. I can't say that he did think about that. But I can say that it would be hard for me not to think about that when you're picked last. You're not even considered at one point. But see, God considered him. And that's what we need to realize is when God picks you now, would you rather be picked by God or would you rather be picked by people right now? Because people go away. You love people. You know, you have family. You love your friends. You love your family. But in the end, what you're left with is they're all gone. Now it's your relationship that you have with God and what you did for Him and what you did with people. Because we do supposed to help and minister to people. And minister sometimes means service. It means trying to help people. It means being there for them. But he was considered last at one point. God can make a way if He wants you somewhere else. That's the point I'd like to make right now. If He wants to put you somewhere else, be faithful with what He's working with you right now. It may seem like that, hey, you may be like David. You may be in a field and you may be thinking, I don't know if this is what he thought, but maybe he was thinking, you know, I certainly got to be something else I can do. Maybe something else that God's calling me to. You know what? I think David was thinking at the time. I think he was thinking about the wonders of God. He wrote so many psalms. And it talks about that David was a man after God's own heart. I think he continually focused on good things that God, you know, considered the heavens and the things that God did in nature. I mean, I think he pondered those things, and I think that pleased God. It did say that David was a man after God's own heart. So sometimes our focus, just being grateful to God and start looking around at the things that He's already given you and the things that you don't thank Him for enough, that we got our eyesight or that we can hear. Maybe you don't have some of those things, but you have other things. You know, we have things in our life that God has given us. And sooner or later, this life's going to be over. I don't care if you live 120 or 150 years. You know, one day it's going to be over. And what did you do with it? So let's focus on what we can do for God right now. You know, sometimes it doesn't matter if it's changes that we have to go through for just simple things, trials and things like that. It's where we end up with God in heaven and what we did for God. And we was, if we was faithful to the calling that he put in our life. In the end, I don't think it matters if you was a king. It matters was you faithful with what he gave you. Stop looking so much as it's going to get better. Look at being how you can be faithful where you're at. This may sound really simple to some of you out there. You may be thinking, well, this is just simple. Well, yeah, it is simple. Sometimes we overcomplicate things. You know, we want riches or we want to feel prideful about something, you know. But the truth of the matter is, if we can just get the simple things right and we can be faithful with what God has called us into. You know, it talks about that if you'll be faithful with little, that he will increase you. You know, he'll give you much to be, you know, to have much. In other words, he'll give you more. When you're faithful with little things, he'll give you bigger things. My point is to be faithful where you're at. You may never be a king. Then again, God may call you to be a king. But the truth of the matter is, whatever he calls you into, be faithful with that. This may sound like a very simple podcast, and I think it is, but sometimes it's the simple things that we need to hear. You know, there's a quote I like. It says, "In summer we sweat, in winter we shiver." And I really like that, and I've kind of always liked that. But when the temperature outside the body is higher, then our body sweats to lower the temperature of our body. And if the temperature outside the body is very low, then the body shivers to generate heat and increase the temperature of the body. So in summers we sweat, in winters we shiver. And you may be thinking, well, what does this have to do with anything? You know, I believe the point is we have to adapt to what the situation is. We're not always going to like it. But we shouldn't compromise what is being faithful to God is what I believe. I believe we need to be faithful to God in all things. Not that we don't fail, you know, we have struggles, but we need to be faithful to God and what our ministry is in Him. So in summer we sweat, in winter we shiver means sometimes we have to struggle. We have to go through things. We don't always understand. And it ain't always just going to be a success to success when we're going through hard times. Sometimes hard times seem like they get even harder. You know, we just have to adapt. We have to keep moving forward. We have to keep being faithful to what he's given us. And maybe through these times we keep picking up, we keep learning new things. But if you're struggling out there, don't think that you're struggling alone. There's somebody else struggling just like you. But the thing of it is, the devil wants to separate you. He wants to tell you, oh, well, you're not good enough, you know, this and that and the other thing. The truth of the matter, he's a liar and he's the father of lies. He wants to distract you. He wants to paint a picture that you're all alone, that you're separated. It's not true. Start focusing on the good things, getting yourself out of a bad situation if you can, and start trying to put yourself around other good people. There's struggle through life. Sometimes we struggle a long time before we make it out. Don't give up before your breakthrough happens. God's with you. You know, I feel the Holy Spirit as I talk to y'all about this today because this is for somebody. You may be struggling right now in your life, but God is going to take you through it. Just be faithful with where you're at. You know, here's a little prayer you can say. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Show me your will on this. I ask you to protect me, heal, and provide me what I need to do your will. Let me go over that again. I said it a little bit weird with some words in there. Here is a little prayer you can say. This is coming from my notes. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Show me your will on this. I ask you to protect, heal, and provide for me to do your will. You know, I believe if you pray that, that God will show you a way where you're at. He will show you a way to get you through. Just keep being faithful. You may have to pray to him a lot. We have to renew our mind constantly. It's bombarded with, fears and distractions. We have to redirect our focus to God constantly. You know, when you're thinking about situations you cannot control, refuse to meditate on them. They're not in your hands. Give it to God. Say, God, take this. Heal it for me. Bless me through the trials and temptations. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, there's not things that we struggle with and that we have hard times, that we don't go through things that, you know, that is trials and temptations, but we need to learn to give them things to God and constantly do it. And sometimes it's not just one time we do it. Sometimes we have to constantly do it where we say, God, you know I brought this up a lot. Let me bring it up again. Let me renew my faith in you that I'm asking you to take care of it. I'm renewing my faith, my mind to you that you're going to take care of me in this. He's already heard the prayer. Sometimes we have to say it again to renew our mind to what we believed him for to begin with because we're renewing our mind. You know, and I heard it said one time, what if that when he said, talking about that mountain, what if he was going to move that mountain one piece at a time? And sometimes people want to talk about the mountain. They want to see all the mountain moved right away. What if he was going to do it one rock at a time? What if you had to believe like that and you had to keep faith? You had to keep your faith consistent. You had to renew your mind to what you're asking God for daily. And I'm going to tell you, distractions come all the time. You know, trials come all the time. We just keep putting in the good stuff. We keep putting on the things that we meditate on God. We keep praying to him, keep reminding ourselves that he's with us. Keep putting the word in. Guys, I hope you've got something from this today. This is kind of a longer podcast. I could go on. But really, I probably need to stop because I probably went a long time on this podcast. I try to keep them around 10 minutes. I want to leave you with this. Just keep praying. Keep renewing your mind. If you're asking for God for something, just say, God, I've talked to you about this. I just want to renew my mind. And say, God, I know you've got me. I know you're taking care of me. And all these things that are coming at me that are not true or still not true, I'm renewing my mind and faith on you that you've got this under control. Take care of me in this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Guys, I hope you've got something from this today. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.